Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Fat to Fit or Else podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about fitness, food, motivation, and general angry rants from the fat man himself, Stretch Roberts.
That's me.
So get ready for all of the above with a side of bacon.
Oh.
Here is your host, Stretch.
Here I am. It is that time. It is Friday. That means it's bonus pod, which means I could like cut out at any minute because I got no Fs to give on a Friday. And no news. I'm continuing on the diet. I'm not cheating so badly. I've had some more carbs, so I honestly would say I'm not on keto this week. I would say I'm low carb, which is a more sustainable, more doable diet. If you've been on keto for a long time, you know. Like, and I was on for about maybe 7 weeks, 8 weeks, and then I've had allowing myself some carbs now, which is, it's a good break. And I can jump right back in as long as I don't go off the rails and start packing down donuts. Remember the Donut Talk podcast that tanked me? I had a donut right after that. Oh, I talked about donuts and then I went and got donut the next day. Oh, man, but I'm not going to do that. I did have a really good keto-friendly dessert tonight, and it was, I'd never done this before, and I was like, this should work. And I did it out of necessity. I buy a sugar-free pudding, usually chocolate is the chocolate or vanilla. And then they had white chocolate sugar-free pudding this time. I'd never seen it before. And I wanted to try it. And I went and I didn't have any milk. And I'm like, damn it, I don't have any milk. I can't make this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I always have a container of sugar-free Cool Whip. So I dumped right into the Cool Whip container. I dumped the pudding mix and then I stirred it and it just made it really firm and it made it like a delicious ass pudding. It was freaking good. I was eating on that for a couple of days. That was really, really good. So I like that. It is weird though, because I'm the one that cooks here at my house to come home and then my wife and my daughter don't want anything I'm eating because I'm pretty much just making meat most of the time. So I end up having to make other stuff, or they say, no, what I kind of like, though, they'll be like, I'm not eating that. And I'll be like, cool. And then I'll bag it up and go, my lunch is ready for tomorrow. And I'll just pack it and go like that. But that is about it. I'm eating some bars, too. I got some bars at Costco that fall within my thing. Only 1 gram of sugar, 12 grams of protein, 2 to 3, depending. It's a variety pack, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs. And they're really good. They're called IQ bars. And there's 18 in a box, and I got them at Costco. I'm not sure how much it was, to be honest with you. I don't even freaking remember. But I got those, and I've been eating those in one a day, in with my lunch. And it's not so pretty, you know, they're pretty good. They're not great. I can't be like, oh my God, they're wonderful. It's like having a candy bar, because it's not. Having a candy bar was having that sugar-free C's peanut brittle bar deliciousness that I had a couple weeks ago, but that was it. I'm very stoked. I'm excited to get through this weekend into next week because then I'm on vacation at the end of the week. I don't know if I have a bonus pod 1 week from today because I'm just like, I got no, I don't care. Maybe I'll do it early. Maybe I will do the bonus pod and I'll just post it up early. I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to leave you guys hanging. Food-wise, workout-wise, like I said, not much, still very limited walking even. Like my left knee is, I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. I'm old and fat. That's what happened. And my knee is sore just from walking because I was walking so much that I was getting, it's just that pounding. Being heavy on knees that are bad, every step is pounding. And when you're walking, even though I've got great shoes with the Spiral Wave Maxes, which are amazing. And really, I wear Spiral Wave Maxes or Hokas if I'm walking. Other than that, nothing else. There's no other shoe that I wear to walk, especially since I had a fire and all my crap burned up. But that's beside the point. I really just wear these really great shoes that are made for, you know, walking. They're made for running, actually, but I walk in them, and it's probably the same as someone else running because I'm so big and fat. But knee's tender. Left knee got tender, so taking it easy. Then I'm just trying. I don't want to be hurt. I'm so sick of being hurt. I really, really am. Just sick of it. What else do we have going on? I have some good fun stories to talk about. I saw something today that I didn't know. Joe Rogan had Paulina Luna on. She is from, what is she, a congressional member from Florida, I believe. And she's on the UFO thing. And I've heard, remember, I listen to a lot of UFO podcasts, and I'm super dorked out into that whole topic. And they always talk about her like she's a friend of that movement. Like, she's really big on pushing it through. A lot of people, you're like, are they there to just kind of discredit it? Because what happened, if you don't know, they introduced all this legislation to let government employees be whistleblowers so that they could come forward and say, hey, man, I worked at the government and we had a UFO in this hangar when I was there. And if it's not classified info, they can be a whistleblower. And even if it's classified info, you can still be a whistleblower. They just will tell you what you can say or not. And then if you say what you're not supposed to say, they will put you in jail. So no one wanted to come forward. Well, they made this big stink about letting these people come forward. And the first big guy that came forward, they immediately tried to destroy his life and say he was crazy and he had PTSD from the war and all kinds of awful stuff like that in order to discourage anyone else from coming forward. It was a bunch of crap. But one person who's been really pro disclosure is Paulina Luna. And I always wonder, I'm like, I wonder why she's so fascinated with it. And she was on Rogan this week. Gotta love the Rogan podcast if you can stand four-hour conversations. But, and you know, it's weird. I can't if it's someone I'm really into. If it's someone that I'm not into, I can't listen to that show. I'm also a trained radio dork. And it's just, that's too long. It's just too long. An hour would be ideal. An hour of really good stuff rather than 4 hours of an hour of good stuff. Anyway, but Rogan's freaking great, and I dig that guy, and that show is doing freaking great, so I got nothing to complain about. But he had Luna on, and she apparently worked in the Air Force, and when she was in the Air Force, she was talking, they had some encounter with a UAP, with a plane she was working with. Now, she didn't actually see it. She saw something, I don't know if on radar or whatever, and she was talking to the pilot, and the pilot wouldn't talk to her, and then she realized it was a UAP. And at that point, if pilots talked about anything like that, they would get on the do not fly list, basically, and they were unable to fly anymore. And that's the whole reason they were typically in the Air Force. So she is just fascinated by the topic and really wants disclosure and wants to go. But I did not know that until I heard that podcast, that that's why she's so friendly to that topic. Now let's get into our other fun stories. What was the first one? Oh, hey, I saw one health-wise, and it said cat brains are much like human brains in the way they develop Alzheimer's. And cats get Alzheimer's, by the way. You can get an old cat, and they say its sleeping habits will change a lot. It'll meow weirdly, and it'll act confused like Joe Biden. But your cat, you can rename your cat Joe Biden if that happens. But cats get Alzheimer's. And so now they're studying cat brain. So if you have a cat, chop his head off, look at his brain. You can get some studying in on the old Alzheimer's. Because believe me, nobody wants to go completely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That would be really bad. Let's start with my fun news now. This is a true story. This is from the New York Post, which soon will be the LA Post. They'll have one here in Los Angeles. But the New York Post has a story about a guy. He is from the UK, and his name is Matt Barr. And Matt Barr is kind of famous for having the largest penis in the world. His gigantic penis is 14.5 inches long. That's long. That's huge. That's a massive schlongsticker. In fact, the largest in the world, as we know it. Biggest medically proven. So it's measured and looked at and they check it out. And he's got this giant Johnson. Well, they are saying he was in his little apartment And he was taking a shower, and right now he's walking around with a cast on. You're like, what happened? Did he try to masturbate that giant snake and it bit him? Like, what went wrong? No, that's not what happened. He tripped over his big penis. His penis is so big, he tripped over it while he was in the shower, and he fell and broke his arm in the shower. How is that possible? I don't know. I don't have a 14.5-inch penis. I'm lucky I have a 0.5-inch penis, be honest with you. 14.5 inches. Holy guacamole, Batman. That thing is huge. He said it's very embarrassing, and he went in and had to talk to the doctor and be like, I tripped in the shower, and they're like, oh, soap? And he goes, no, my junk. Tripped on my junk. That's insane. Insane. He broke his arm tripping over his penis. I'm telling you, most people would kind of be like, that's kind of a brag. I'm not going to lie. Hey, yeah, whatever your arm. I tripped over my dick in the shower. Yeah, you know how it is. No, I don't. I don't know how that is. My Lord. Here's a relationship story that says if you and your significant other gossip together, then you have a healthier, happier relationship, that you love gossiping about people and you have a happier, more satisfied situation going on in your relationship. So start talking shit about everybody in the family is probably what you should do. Oh man, did you see that fat hag grandma? Yeah, God, she had a hairy lip. She came over to kiss me and I was like, dude, was that my Uncle Joe or was that freaking grandma? Shave that thing. Can she not see it in the mirror? Like, you know, just gossip about people. Just talk smack. Let it all fly. Here's a sick one. Speaking of a relationship that's kind of bizarre. This lady was married and her husband passed away. And that's awful. But she, before they buried him, had the tattoo on his arm removed and put into a picture frame. And it's hanging on her wall now. She now has a big chunk of her deceased husband's arm hanging on the wall. Yeah. They were lifelong friends before they got married in 2021. And they've got a 10-year-old son. So that was a, you know, that's not even a shotgun wedding. That kid was freaking, what, like 7 years old before they got married. 2021 was not that long ago. And they have a 10-year-old. I'm looking at him. He's a big muscle guy. So I'm going to go ahead and say steroids will kill you. Steroids are bad. Don't take steroids. This is what I'm saying. Yeah. So he had full sleeve tattoos. I wonder which one. Did she take the whole damn arm off? Hey. Yeah. Her husband and lifelong friend, TJ, passed away. I'm going to chop his arm off and frame it. That's what I'm going to do. You know, favorite part of my, not doing it. Look at that right there. What that was? That's mature stretch right there. Mature stretch. Put the brakes on it, backed it up, set the cup down, Tangeray and ET. I'm effed up now. I didn't even spit it. I had it on the tip of my tongue and I didn't say it. I was going to say bad things that get me in trouble, cause problems in my relationship. And I have enough of those that I don't need this to do it. Oh, wow. There's a picture of it. It's a skull with a Pittsburgh Steelers logo on the side of it, and that's what she cut off. And I wonder if she tanned it like a belt. Yeah, that's a little creepy now. A little creepy now that you have that. And then let's talk about this lady. She goes with her husband. They're on a little trip to Canada. Love Canada. Love the Canadian. I do love Canadians. They're freaking cool-ass people. And they're up there, and she's like, man, I'm having stomachache. I gotta go to the bathroom. So they're at the Holiday Inn. You know, she pops in there. Next thing you know, she grunts out a baby. Yeah. No one knew. She had no idea. She popped a baby out in the toilet when she was in there trying to rip a growler. She was in there trying to squeeze one out. She was in there trying to pack down the Hershey Highway and a baby shot out. I hope it didn't come out her butt, but that's what she thought she had to do. She's like, ooh, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, nope, baby fell out my vagina. which makes me think, is that's a big vagina or that's a small baby, maybe both. Does she have multiple kids? I know with multiple kids that when you have each kid comes faster than the next one. And sometimes if you've had a lot of kids, you didn't have time to get to the hospital. But this lady didn't even know she was pregnant. And what's weird, I'm looking at the picture of her in the paper. She's got a kid on her titty, like straight up milking that thing. And well, she's 45 years old, unaware she was 9 months pregnant, middle of the night gets up, squirts out a baby, and she's not, I get it, she doesn't look like fat or anything, and then like she, maybe she gained some weight for it, of course, but, and then they have the other siblings in there, yeah, mom and dad. Imagine mom and dad, your mom and dad go on a vacation, and they say, hey, we're going to Canada, we'll be back, you kids stay here, and don't torture grandma too bad, and we'll be back. And then you get back, and then you come back with a baby. And they're like, oh, you did you buy a baby in Canada? What, did you adopt a Canadian? Like, what happened? No, your mom was pregnant the whole time. We didn't even know it, and she dumped it out in the toilet when she was trying to take a dump. They say it's a huge shock to the whole family. Everyone's surprised. And what's weird is knowing they have other kids, like I'm seeing pictures of the other kid holding the baby and being all happy. Mom has giant boobs. Those are definite pregnant lady boobs. Like she had to think, wow, why are my boobs getting so big? Come on, you've had a kid before. So you didn't know you were pregnant. You got giant boobs. Babies move before they're born. They kick and they squirm. Did you just think you are like, what do you eat on a normal day? What kind of indigestion is going on in there? Like, I get it. It's a happy moment. But she also has an 18-year-old kid. So this is not something they were planning on. They weren't saying, hey, we're 45. You know, it'd be great having another baby. If I was 45 and my wife would have came to me and said, hey, you know what? I'm pregnant. I'd have aborted my wife, probably. That's a joke. I wouldn't do that. I don't believe in that. I would never do that. I would never do that. Yeah, but I don't want anything to do. I love babies. I love playing with my great niece the other day. It was awesome. She's adorable, but she's also my niece's baby, and she goes home with my niece, and I see her at holidays and stuff like that. And it's a weird one. Yeah, you should know if there's a baby in you, and if you don't, you got a giant vagina. If a baby pops out when you're on the toilet, you got a giant vagina. That thing's been wrecked. So either you had a huge kid before, or like, nah. Maybe, she, you know what, maybe her husband has the largest penis in the world. Maybe her husband has such a big Johnson that he trips over it in the shower and could possibly break his arm, and he knocked her up. And she's like, that baby's nowhere near as big as that hog on my dude. That's what my wife tells people. Oh, yeah, she's like, they're like, that 8-pound baby, that was nothing compared to Stretch's big hog. They crack me up. I kill me. You know who I bet is really proud right now about now? The people at Spira. They're like, yeah. They're like, really? We got to make sure this guy wears any shoe but Spira soon is what we got to do. I'm rocking my black and white Spiras right now. Got them on as we speak. Didn't go for a walk. I wore them to work today. Freaking comfortable as hell. Oh, and you can get a discount if you use Fit10 at checkout. And you should probably do that really soon before they turn that off. You just keep, go ahead and do that. Here's a good one. There was I don't like that one. I'm not going to read it. I'm sick of people and their bad behaved children. I'm sick of bad behaved Americans, bad behaved non-Americans, bad behaved anyone. I'm just over it. It is freaking ridiculous. Moral of the story today is if you go in to take a dump and a baby falls out, don't tell me because I'm going to gossip about you to make my relationship better and then laugh. And when I'm laughing, I'm going to trip over my giant penis and maybe break my arm. So please don't tell me if you have any weirdness in your life. I'm the last person you should tell because I'll laugh. You ever see someone fall and laugh? I still don't know why I can't get out of my head. And I've told the story on multiple podcasts, but I was at the car wash with both of my, it was my wife, myself, and my daughter. And my daughter was like 3. She was a little girl. And we're at this car wash and we're waiting on my car. And my wife and I are sitting on the bench, and my daughter's like in front of us. And you know, they kids, you like, you hold their hands and they'll like lift and bounce and whatever. And about 3 feet away from us, there's an old lady, and she's got a cane, and she's standing in front of us, and we're not talking to her or anything. And she's not, and there's another place to sit down. We're not taking the only seat, but she's just standing there waiting for a car. And all of a sudden, the old lady says, "Oh, Lord, please." And as she says it, she's falling down like a tree, like timber. And she just hits the deck. And when I heard her say, "Oh, Lord, please," she was upright. And then I'm watching and she's leaning, leaning, leaning. And then I can't grab her in time and she hits the ground. But I'm an asshole. Like, if you guys aren't aware, if you haven't listened to this podcast before. And then I didn't want to laugh because she fell and hit the concrete. And I grabbed my daughter and I ran away. This old lady fell in front of me, and my first instinct was to grab my child and run away. And then my daughter says, and my wife then runs to help the lady because my wife's a way better human than I am. And my daughter's like, "Daddy, Daddy, what happened?" And I said, "Mommy pushed that lady." That's what I told her. Mommy pushed that old lady and she fell. I don't know why I did it, but the kid believed. You know what's so great about little kids? They believe you. When you lie, when you tell them bad things, and you lie and they believe it. I told my son I had beef jerky, and he liked it, and I would tell him, "Oh, it's made out of cow poop." And he's like, "What?" And I go, "Why do you think they call it jerky? Like, you got to be a jerk to eat this." He's like, "Why do you eat it?" I go, "It tastes good. I don't know. It's fine with me. They clean it. It's just poop." And he wouldn't take my beef jerky anymore. And that was the thing. And then he went to his mom's and he went back and he went to school. And at some point, sometime later, someone had beef jerky and he tried to tell them it was cow poop they were eating. And they corrected him. And boy, was he mad when he got back to my house. "Dad, you lied to me." I'm like, "What, are you stupid? It's not, I'm not eating shit. Like, what's wrong with you, boy?" Sometimes having a child is the only source of entertainment you can afford because they bankrupt your ass. But who knows? All right, well, here's what it is. It's Friday. It's I Don't Give an F Friday. So I'm going to go. I'm going to get up out of here. I'm going to pack it up. I'm going to pack it in. Let me begin. Yeah, come to battle me, it's a sin. That's what I know. I'm a great white rapper. I'm going to get out of here while the getting is good, and I will talk to you guys. No stretch show on a big 49 today, this afternoon. I'll have one. I'll be back next Friday, but this week we're not running a stretch show. So you guys have a good weekend, and I will talk to you next week on my short week for vacation. So see you later.